According to the group Penn Environment, millions of Pennsylvanians live within the potential evacuation zone for a crude oil train accident, putting them at risk in the event of an explosion. Now, in a new study, Penn Environment looks at oil train routes in four Pennsylvania cities, Philadelphia, Reading, Harrisburg, and Pittsburgh, using the EPA's environmental justice methodology. I reached Zoe Sina-Sklar at her office in Philadelphia and asked her what they found.
There are hundreds of thousands of people across the state who are impacted by oil trains who live within the evacuation area that is recommended in the case of an oil train spill and derailment. What's new that we found is that people of color and low-income communities are disproportionately at risk from oil trains, that oil trains disproportionately go through low-income communities of color.
I want to talk about some of the statistics that you uncovered in the report. For example, in Philadelphia, I thought they were especially striking. What did you find there?
I actually would say that some of the most striking findings are in Pittsburgh. So if you are not white, you are more than twice as likely to live in the oil train blast zone than if you are white. And if you are also living in a low-income community and are a person of color, then you are over three times as likely to live in that blast zone than if you are white. And in addition, 70% of people who live in environmental justice communities as classified by the EPA are within the oil train blast zone, and that's compared to about 22% of white people.
I think a lot of people would be surprised by these numbers. I'm just wondering if you were surprised by the statistics as you were putting this report together.
More than surprising, these findings were depressing to me. Already, we are having many conversations as a nation around the reality of racism today in our country. And this is a story that I think ties into stories in Flint, Michigan, and ties into stories across the country where the negative impacts of environmental contamination and of industrial processes is a heavy burden on communities of color.
Are these risks associated only with where rail lines are located, or did you see efforts to reroute around wealthier areas?
I can say that in Philadelphia, many of the industrial areas are areas where there are larger communities of color. I would say that at the end of the day, the intentionality does not matter so much as the reality that low-income communities of color face disproportionate risks of explosion and also have to deal with the daily anxiety, with the daily noise, with the daily air pollution that comes with oil trains going through their neighborhoods.
Right. You say even if there isn't an explosion, crude oil trains contribute to conditions that already impact these communities. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
For sure. So these trains are coming through neighborhoods every day across our state and in our largest cities. They are idling, and as they do so, they emit volatile organic compounds that contribute to smog. They create noise in the neighborhood. I spoke to a woman in Philadelphia who says that the noise of trains moving through and stopping and rattling often wakes her up in the evenings. And then so that is a very small scale, but very real negative impact on a daily basis. And that is also coupled with the stress of knowing that these trains carry incredibly explosive, incredibly dangerous crude oil that could explode, that could end their lives at any moment.
So in light of these findings, what are you calling for?
So first, I would like to highlight something that folks can do at the local level. One thing that we call for in our report is for there to be community meetings with the offices of emergency management in these cities to educate the public about the trains that are coming through their communities, to tell community members when these trains are coming, what they are carrying, and most importantly, what the evacuation plan is in the case of an emergency.
One of the recommendations that you make in the report is for the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection to establish what you call appropriate protections to ensure that these communities are no longer disproportionately impacted. How would they do that?
So I think there are small steps and there are big steps. I think certain small steps include requiring lower speed limits, working to fix the aging rail infrastructure as well as bridges over which these trains are traveling, and requiring two conductors, requiring phasing out the old and dangerous DOT 111 trains, and requiring more inspections of these trains and these rails. And then I think a bigger step would be rerouting trains around these heavily populated areas. It is a huge risk to have these trains going straight through downtown, and a risk that really, in my view, cannot be mitigated. I think that the reality that the negative impacts of oil trains are so unequal should be another reason for swift and determined action by officials at all levels of government. And long term, I would say that the appropriate conclusion would be that these trains are never safe to communities and should be banned.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Zoe Sinasklar is with Penn Environment. You can see their joint report with Action United and Forest Ethics, which includes maps of evacuation zones, at our website. That's AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.